Okay.
This is Atlee Walter.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hold on. You can put the headset on. That way you can. Yeah. You can hear us right in your ear.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
And FYI, guys, she was just like this when we did the pre-interview. She was very live when we seen her this sunrise. When we came out, she was live again. So
live and energetic.
Definitely looking forward to this interview.
Yes. Yes. So, Ms. Atlee, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. This is so much fun being out here today. I wish it was a little warmer, but
it's starting
it
to warm
so
up.
Fun.
It's starting to warm up.
We got the sun right here.
Exactly.
How's the house going? How's the house and the dogs, right? How's that going?
I think we're finally settled. I think everything is finally going to plan.
Good,
whenever they FaceTimed me earlier to like do this pre-interview, my dogs were going crazy, and I was like apologizing the entire time. They've since settled down. But yeah, it's going good. Good. It's always just that like weird transition that ends up happening.
Yes. And then you got to unpack boxes. And
oh my God, yeah.
All that great stuff.
You think moving is going to go like so much better than it ever does.
Yeah.
And like, because you're like, okay, I'll prepare for like 3 months in advance. And then it just happens. And then nothing goes to plan. And then something breaks. And you're like, oh my God.
Right, so. And you're losing your mind.
So. Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right.
So you work with who? I know who you work with, but we want you to share that with
everyone. Yeah, so I am Adams County Empowerment Center. We are the sexual assault service provider for the county. The way that it works is that in Pennsylvania, every county has a sexual assault service center, and we're the ones that go to and respond to the residents of Adams County. So it's a 24/7 service that you can call our hotline, you can engage with us. And just really get connected to resources that can help you along this journey. And the one thing I do like to say and point out is that it doesn't matter if it happened 10 minutes or 10 years ago. We're there to help you on your journey, like wherever that may be at. And not just for the individual, but for the family, the support system, anything like that as well.
Okay. We got the services now. I'm sorry. Atlee. You've been working with the Adams County Empowerment Center for a couple of years now. What do you find the most challenging part of the work that you do?
Yeah, so that's a really, really great question. I would say like the most challenging part, you know, is just like always being a part of it. It's a high trauma job, right? And you're meeting a lot of people whenever they are in crisis. And so just managing to not take that home with you at the end of the day, I think is like definitely a skill set that I've taken years to develop.
Right.
But still, like, you know, it always does affect you. Like, it's never fun going into the hospital room and there's like a 3-year-old on the table and you're just like, oh God. You know what I mean?
Gosh.
So,
we're
there to help. We're there to respond, and that's like why we have these skill sets and why, like, you know, we have outlets to support me as well. So your
journey to get here was not your typical journey. Mm-hmm. You share that you were
indeed.
In New York, and you share that you worked for was it a state representative, right, or something like that?
Yeah. So I did some internships in this field in college, and I really got hooked up to it that way. But then whenever I graduated college from Bloomsburg University, I got a job offer and they were going to pay me like $11.50 an hour. I was like, I cannot do that.
Right.
And so then I moved to New York. I had like $300 in my bank account and I was like, see ya, mom. Like, I'm either going to be back in a few months or I'm going to figure this thing out, but at least I got to take like a bet on myself.
Right.
And so I got a job in the PR world just doing like that sort of thing for a few years. And then one day, now this is like the creepy part of the story. So it was a month to the day after my dad had passed. I got a call from a recruiter for the U.S. Attorney's Office being like, hey, we found your resume. Do you want this job as a victim witness coordinator? And I'm like, Ashton Kutcher, like, where are you at? Like, am I getting punked right now? Is this like a weird spam phone call? Like, this doesn't even make sense at all. And so I was just like, sure. And so I went through the process the entire time thinking that I was going to like, gonna get like spammed or some like sort of like, I don't know. And it turned out to be like legit, and I went through the entire thing, and then I was doing that for a number of years. So I got to work on cases like the Nexium, which is like that celebrity cult case that we did.
Wow.
I did El Chapo, which was
wild. That was crazy.
That was so much fun. I did Martin Tricelli, which was
the Farmer Bro, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I did that for like a number of years. COVID unfortunately happened in New York City, so I moved back to the country side, like not really knowing like what was going to happen up there. And then I've been doing this and then moved back to Gettysburg. And so doing the nonprofit sexual assault stuff now.
So take a bet on yourself.
Yeah, really.
If you didn't hear what she said she took a bet on herself. And basically what she is letting people know that sometimes it may not work out the way you wanted at first, but if you stick with it, this will be the outcome. So that's amazing. You were originally working with the state and moved to New York. Do you believe this line of work chose you?
Yeah, I definitely think so, too. Like, you know, there's always, like, so many things that can happen with a job and so many things that can just, like, push you away, so many, like, high trauma things that can just, like, keep you from doing it, right? But it's ultimately the dedication of, like, wanting to show up, and things do get, like, better. Everything always ends up, like, working out somewhere or another. Like, you'll have, like, one bad day, and it'll be followed by, like, seven really great days. So right. It's just, like, it kind of keeps you into it and keeps you, like, wanting to do it ultimately at the end of the day, which is really cool.
So when you talk about the services that the Adams County Empowerment Center offers or they're involved in, what does an individual need to do to utilize the services? Mm-hmm. Is there exclusivity to it regarding like male, female, or you know, are things kept confidential? Like, explain to our listeners and viewers like how that process works for someone that may, you know, need services from you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I'm saying anything that's like way too like jargony or something like that, just like let me know. So you can call our hotline or you can find us online. Our hotline is 1-888-772-7227. And then if you go to PCAR.org, you can find our services there as well. PCAR is like kind of the state coalition that does all of the centers across the state. And that's kind of like the NFL to all the counties, if that makes sense. So our office provides like the 24-hour hotline. We'll take you in, any sort of clients, male, female, anybody, right, that needs these services. We will hook you up with some housing assistance. We will meet you at the hospital if you go to the hospital for a forensic rape kit. We will provide the counseling. So I'm a sexual assault counselor. We'll provide that as well. We'll also get you referred to another counselor if that works out better for you. We do kind of like all the legal accompaniments as well. You know, if you do want to decide to like go forward and like talk to a law enforcement officer, we're there to help out and kind of like manage that sort of conversation for you, and then also answer any of those questions that you may have, because like the legal world is like an entirely different world in and of itself, and you don't really know how it works until like you have to be a part of it, right? And then we'll also help file for something like a protection order. You guys might know them, like PFAs.
Yeah.
Yep, stuff like that. We'll help you and we'll file those for you on your behalf and get all those sort of things like worked out for you. So like I said before, it can be like, you know, 10 minutes ago, or it can be like 10 years ago. You know, you might have seen something, like you could have watched a show on Netflix and it's just like, oh my God, that was like my life. Like, you know, and now I'm finally in a place to talk about it. Call us. Like, we're there to help. Like, I love talking about this sort of thing. So, like, we're there to help you wherever it may look like. We can also take phone calls from, like, parents, too, and friends. Like, I get tons of phone calls from friends that are just being like, hey, like, my friend went through this. She's not ready to talk about it, but, like, how do I be a better person to support her? Like, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's see, like, what that looks like, how you can show up for her, how you can show up for them or him or something. And then I will say, too, because you talked about men, I would love to talk to more men. This has been stereotypically like a female issue, right, which is not fair. It's a public health issue, ultimately, at the end of the day.
I like where you addressed that.
Yeah, and it affects everybody. And I talked to, like, all my guy friends, and, like, literally every single one has had something happen to them. And it's just, like, it's so crazy. And I'm just like, hey, like, you know, you want to talk about this? And they're like, no. Like, please, like, let's talk.
It's like when men, I feel like sometimes the stigma on men is if you talk about it, you're looked at as, like, you're corny or you're not cool. Like, a girl touched you and you're upset about that? And that's not the case. Men have dealt with that as well. So we definitely like the way you address that. That gives insight and letting people know, this is a public issue. This is not just man or woman, this is everybody. Yeah. And if you're a person who has dealt with this, man, woman, or child, you are not alone. There are people you can speak with, as she just gave the resources for. And Phil, please reach out and tell your story, because your story may catapult another to telling their story and being able to deal with it and cope.
Yeah, and just, like, that you're not, like, alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? This issue can feel, like, so isolating and so, like, some sort of way, like, embarrassing that, like, you went through this. And mm-hmm. it's not the case. Like, you're not alone. There's other people that understand, like, what it is that you're going through. And we're there to, like, help you and support you. Whatever that may look like, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're there to just provide that, like, holistic care that anybody sort of needs.
So is there a specific location, or is it more of a, like, hotline service and individuals that come out to help others with what they're dealing with, their traumas?
Yeah, so we're located at 371 East Water Street, which is on the corner of 4th and Water. If you guys know where the Bella Italia is at downtown, we're right there. It's in the Gettysburg Physical Therapy Building. It's like a business complex sort of building. But we're there to help, and that's our physical location. But, yeah, we'll respond to any appointments that you have with law enforcement, going to the hospital, and we'll meet you, like, wherever it is that you need to be met. We'll figure it out.
How many people or how many members or individuals are involved with this team and with the Adams County Empowerment Center?
Yeah, so luckily we are supported by PCAR currently, which is, like, really, really great. So I have the entire, like, Harrisburg team, which is, like, some 20-some people supporting me in this mission. We are currently hiring, so if anybody wants to join. But we have, like, a dedicated team of, like, 5 members that help out with this. And that provides a 24/7 coverage as well.
What are some statistics of individuals that are, or for Adams County, I should say, that are experiencing sexual assault or just those kind of traumas in general, whether it's male, female, young, old?
Yeah, so we know that the typical first time of assault is between the ages of 13 to 17 years old, and then it's higher between 18 to 24. Right. And so a lot of that is happening, like, really, really young, and, like, at a time where you don't necessarily have, like, the language or the vocabulary to, like, really address it. Right. And that's why I say 10 years or 10 minutes, because if something happened to you at 13 and you don't really recognize it until, like, you're 24, like, we're there to help out as well. It happens between, like, 1 in 4 for females, 1 in 6 for males.
Wait, time out. 1 in 4 as an age or out of 1 out of every 4?
1 out of every okay. 4 for okay. females, 1 out of every 6 for males. So, like, males, like I was saying before, like, males really aren't that behind in terms of the rate of experiencing it. Right? And then we also know that sexual assault is a spectrum, right? It's not just the R word at the end of the day, the rape word at the end of the day. It is a spectrum. It's harassment. It's violence leading up to it. It's everything else. And so, like, you can get help for experiencing those things as well, not just whenever an assault has happened to you. Like, I want to make that very clear that it's a spectrum and we're there to help at any part in that spectrum.
I've seen you talking to Miss Shonda White, and I'm sorry that I'm rolling over here with the questions, Anthony. With Miss Shonda White, and she's moving across. Mm-hmm. Does your program work with the YWCA? And she'll be over here next, and we'll be talking to her. But does your program work with the YWCA or other programs that are part of the Healthy Adams County?
Yeah, so I'm actually vice president of the Healthy Adams County Board, which is really, really cool. I just got nominated a few months ago. And then we do work very intimately with the YWCA of Safe Home of Hanover. They're one of our really good strategic partners because, as you guys can imagine, domestic violence and sexual assault, there is a lot
of overlap
there. And so we go back and forth in providing our services. The way that I like to address it in terms of, like, receiving that holistic care, right, is, like, if you're in a car crash, right, you might break your arm, you might break your leg, you should go... You shouldn't give up, like, your primary care doctor, right? But you should also see an arm specialist. Mm-hmm. You should also see an ankle specialist, right?
Right.
And you can maybe let those things heal on their own, but they probably wouldn't be that great if they did, right?
Your arm be halfway this way. And, you know, so.
Yeah, and so we partner with everybody. We work very closely with the Victim Witness Office, with all the law enforcement partners. They have been fantastic with working with us. The hospital, we're very closely aligned with all these different organizations. That way, whenever you're meeting with us, we're like, okay, like, here's our to-do list. Mm-hmm. This is what we need to do. Let's figure this out, and we'll work through it, like, one step at a time.
Nice. That was something that, so when we put this together, we kind of, our script in order was to put individuals together that kind of could flow together. All so together. She's next. Yeah. So that's why I asked that question just in regards to, because when we spoke to Ms. White, she provided us some insight about what she does. Of course, provided us insight about what she does and what they do. But I didn't know if there was a connection there. So I'm glad to hear that there's connections within and out of the community. So, yeah. Anthony, you got a question?
No, that you asked him the last question.
Yeah, man, I was just rolling through. I'm sorry.
You asked questions. No, you good.
I was just rolling through.
Good stuff.
So here's my probably my last question is, what do you see in regards to the dynamics of like the individuals that are involved, whether it is and more so going towards like race and ethnicity groups like black, white, you know, Latino, like who are typically the victims, or is there no discrimination on that at all?
So I will say that this is an issue that can happen to anybody, right? It's a public health crisis. It's regardless of socioeconomic status, mm-hmm. race, and anything else like that. But I will say, like, statistically, whenever we look at it, where oppression exists, right? Because sexual assault and sexual violence is a result of oppression, right? Mm-hmm. It's a part of that. So where oppression exists, it's going to be statistically higher that these things happen as well, right? For example, if you're experiencing homelessness, right, your chances of getting sexually assaulted or experiencing sexual violence are much higher, right? And so that's where I like to say that it really can happen to anybody. It is a public health issue, but where oppression is existing, if you're already experiencing other things, is more likely for it to happen to you. Our service, sorry, I will say, because I totally forgot, our services are 100% free. Like, we are grant funded through the Violence Against Women's Act, which is a federal grant. So it's 100% free. Participation is 100% free, 100% voluntary, right? And our services are confidential. So what that means is that it's not just like confidentiality, like doctors. We are like on the same level as like priests, which is like really kind of cool. It was it's a law that was really, really fought for by sexual assault advocates. And so what that means is that you can come and talk to me. I can't be subpoenaed. I can't be asked by a law enforcement officer. I can't be asked by a judge about what it is that you say to me.
Okay.
And that sort of thing is super, super important.
It is.
Super, super protective, because like if you are experiencing this and you just like need to like let it out, you don't want to be telling me something and then I'm going and talking to the officer being like, well, I think this is what really happened. Like, that's not what happens at all. We're there to be 100% for you and on your team. And, like, we really make sure that that's, like, super, super important, that you feel really heard and seen and safe by that.
I think that's important for individuals to know, and because sometimes we are afraid, and this goes along with the whole stigma of mental health, we are afraid to share what it is that we've experienced or experiencing, because we don't want to be judged, or we don't want anyone to like to know like what's going on. So I think that's important to know, that the confidentiality is super important to this process. And like, if there is, or you are experiencing or have experienced, knowing that your secret or your trauma is safe, and no one is going to know about what it is that you're dealing with. You're not going to feel the ramifications of like your significant other or the person finding out that you went and told something, because I think a lot of people are afraid of
somebody's
going to tell, and that you know, you see those things that happen to victims where And just recently in the news, where there was trauma, or like the girlfriend or wife is trying to get away,
yes,
and the boyfriend or husband shot and killed them,
yep,
because they're trying to get away, and yep, those people don't feel comfortable. You can say hi. Victims feel comfortable with going to share and getting away from that, and because they're afraid of that,
right?
And that will probably save some lives and keep people protected, because that.
Right.
That's important. My mother was my mom experienced sexual assault when we were younger, living in Philadelphia, but there was nobody that she could tell, you know, like she told my brother and I, and that was very traumatic to learn that when we were living in Philadelphia, but she couldn't tell anybody. You know?
I ran from therapy for a while because of that. I went to a therapist when I was a child, and he told me when I walked in there, everything was confidential. I'm not going to say anything. And when I left out of there, he told my grandmother and everybody else that was in attendance everything that I had told them. And I got in trouble Yeah. You know what I mean? So I, for the longest time, I felt like I'm not talking to nobody because you're telling me this is confidential, but once it's occurring, it's not confidential. You're going back and telling everything. Right. So the fact that we know that and the fact that you're exempt from being asked these questions, I think a lot of people need to understand that and be willing to come out and speak with people like her and people like the people that she worked with. And get your story out there and tell somebody so you can get the help that you need, because this is also a mental health issue as well, because you're dealing with sexual assault and you don't have nobody to speak with, which leads you into doing other things to cope or you're acting out in a sense. So when you have people like Atlee that are willing to, you know, listen, willing to come out and help, please take advantage of that resource. Before we let you go, the last question I do have for you is, you said you guys are hiring. If somebody wanted to be a part of your team and they wanted to get on and what you guys are doing, what is the step that they need to take to do so?
Yeah, if you just want to go to pcar.org, so it's pcar.org, or in the employment section, it's like one of the tabs at the top of the website, you can find it. It's a counselor advocate position for the Gettysburg location. When we are hiring, it's for a counselor advocate job. It pays pretty well, so I think so. I wrote it, so I allocate the money for it. I think it pays pretty well. And so come be a part of our team. Come up and show this work. I know it's a hard job. I know it can be really, really hard, but it is a truly, you're making an impact. You're making a difference.
Yes.
And it is important to have this resource, like you guys said. And I'm so sorry that you guys have both experienced both of these things happening to each of you, because that's totally not fair for your mom to experience that, and it's definitely not fair for you to like reach out and get help, and then, you know, that's not fair at all. Yeah. So,
well, Atlee, we appreciate your time very much, and remember, so much. We are looking to have you and Shonda on the show together.
Yeah.
So we will definitely be in touch and reaching out so we can go a little deeper and dive into some more things regarding sexual assault and the services that are offered.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. This has been so much fun. You guys are truly like wonderful people.
We appreciate
and, like,
appreciate
you guys have made this so much better for me. So I get really nervous about public speaking. So this is like really, you guys have been fantastic.
Awesome. We would have never thought that when we met you the first time.
Not at all. Like I
well,
said, we
were so easy.
Right, indeed. So thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.